talk about this album. It's your follow up. How is it different from your first foray into music?
Well, actually, the new album is pretty much a whole different lineup, other than Lucas Patterson. And we've all been in bands, grown up, you know, playing music and touring and everything. So we're all very experienced, and we finally got the right group of guys together to where creatively and all other aspects of the band, we're really solid. We all love each other. We're family. And this record just really shows that. And, you know, it spans from everything to love to the end of the world to drug abuse. You know, I mean, we try to really cover all aspects of life, you know, in our lives in this record. So we think that we did that, and we're stoked for everybody to hear it and come out to some shows and party and rock out.
You guys seem to have, like, a really cool stage presence. I watched some of your live videos on YouTube, and you guys are banging your heads at the same time and stuff. I mean, do you guys have a blast when you're performing? What are your live performances like?
Oh, we have a total blast. This band, we've taken many steps to, you know, make sure that we put on a very high-intensity live show, and, you know, as far as choreography and lighting and everything, you know, we practiced that for a long time, and it seems to, you know, the crowd really seems to respond to it very well, and we, you know, the more the crowd responds to us, the more we enjoy our job, and, you know, we're living the dream, and we're going to work as hard as we can to entertain people, and we'll do whatever it takes. But yeah, it's just been a blast, man.
Can you talk about Here With You? How'd that song come about? I mean, it's like Journey meets Iron Maiden, kind of. It's just this crazy, like, you know, rocker ballad. I mean, how'd you guys come up with that?
Well, actually, I had written that song on an acoustic guitar. The music was totally different, but all the melodies and everything were the same as what we have now. I wrote that actually right before I got in this band, and One night when we were rehearsing, when I first joined, Lucas was playing a guitar riff, and, you know, he was doing this chord progression, and I said, hey, I've got a song that'll work over that, and we literally had the song done in minutes. It just kind of flowed together, and it's the first representation of this group of guys, you know, what we're capable of, because I mean, musically, that song is so much different than anything I would have ever written, but I love it because, you know, I mean, Lucas and Cody and all the other guys, we all have such different influences and talents. You know, Lucas, as far as a guitar player, is so much more talented than I, as far as just his syncopated riffs that he comes up with and all kinds of things. And he's really the main reason I joined the band, because he has such originality, and we're just getting started on what we're going to be capable of doing, because the talent that all these guys have, I'm just so happy, stoked to be with them.
What was the reason for making Here With You a free single? I mean, this is a song, I mean, It's a great song. You guys could have made some dough, you know, making people pay for this.
Well, right now we're really just trying to push our name. And, you know, the best way to do that was just to give the first single away. And, you know, we just want people to discover us and really find out who we are. And you know, I've always been a firm believer, and we all have, that If you show the fans that you appreciate them before they're even fans, you know, they will appreciate you, and they'll come to your shows and buy your merch for you, and that's just what we're trying to do.
Okay, you guys are in the middle of a tour. You're driving around all over the place. I mean, what has it been like so far?
Well, actually, man, we have had these last 2 days have been the craziest times in our whole history. Cody, our bass player, we were home for about a week, and he actually found his father dead the day before yesterday. So we got the news, and we all hopped on the bus and drove out to where he lived. And we've all been staying here with him and making all the preparations for the funeral. And it's been a really sad time, but it's brought us all so much closer together. You know, we're family, and we're here for Cody. And actually, I'm taking him to my tattoo artist tomorrow, and he's going to get his father's ashes tattooed on him, which we all think is really cool, and it's real special for him. And his dad was just a great guy, and they were both really close. But it has been crazy the last couple days, but we're going to make it through. We plan on heading back out after the funeral, probably Monday or Tuesday or so, and get back to business. The tour, other than this, has been great, and you know, every city we go to, second time we go there seems to be a couple more new faces, and we just try to make new fans every day.
So if you don't mind me asking, do you feel like it was just a natural instinct that you wanted to be, you know, like the whole band wanted to be by Cody's side?
Oh, that was definitely natural. You know, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand is, you know, we all spend so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
We literally spend 24 hours a day together while we're out on the road, you know. We live on a bus. And, you know, I mean, it makes you family really, really fast. And we all, you know, I love all my guys. All the guys love me. You know, we are all so dedicated to each other, and not just each other, but each other's family. That, you know, it's just one big happy family. And, you know, what better way to show how dedicated we are to each other than to be here for Cody right now. And we all know that, you know, if it were one of us, the rest of the guys would do the same. And that's what we're trying to do.
So this tour is over next month. You know, mm-hmm. what are your plans after that? What are you guys up to?
Our plans are really to just keep touring pretty much until the end of the year, and then figure out what we're going to do after that. We just want to reach as many people live as we can with the album coming out and everything. You know, we just want to reach as many people as possible.